Yubaka Rajkanika is the star of the Nepali TV blog, a TV show in Nepal which follows Yubaka as he traverses the length of the country on his motorbike. When I caught up with him in Kathmandu recently, he told me that he hoped to bring all Nepalese a bit closer together. So I asked how he hoped to achieve that.
I think people, when they watch it, especially young people in Kathmandu and urban areas where they would otherwise would not have heard about cultures of different places in Nepal, when they see that and they realize, oh, I mean, this is also part of our country. These people are also part of our country. This language is also part of our country. For example, like, you know, one of the episodes we featured the whole Urdu poetry thing, and you know, a lot of people do not know that Urdu is also one of the languages of one of the people of Nepal, because you know, they would otherwise relate Urdu to India or Pakistan or other places, but then they would know now, you know, after watching the program, they would know, oh, I mean, it's part of Nepal.
One of the big problems in Nepal at the moment seems to be the desire by ethnic groups to identify themselves by their ethnicity and then to divide Nepal up by ethnicity. Do you not think that by doing this program, you're kind of encouraging that view that everyone has to have their own ethnic identity, which is the most important thing?
No, because we don't show it like that. We don't go to Nepalgans and tell people, okay, the Muslims are from Nepalgans and these are people from here and that's just their languages and things like that. We don't do like that. Or we don't go to Bardia and say, like, you know, this is Tharu's place, and we don't do like that. We just go to places and we just talk to them and we just showcase the things that they do and things they think about, and we don't really focus on the ethnicity. We just focus on the diversity and the advantages of it, the you know, the color of diversity, I think.
So you want to help break down that whole sense of I'm Nepali or not Nepali or other people are not Nepali within Nepal?
Yeah, I mean, within Nepal, I mean, it's there's a lot of this thing, like, you know, people from Kathmandu, for example, the Newars from Kathmandu would look at the people from Madhes and think that he's not Nepali and he's Indian. Similarly, any other people from the mountains would also think that. I'm not talking about everyone, but there are a lot of people like that. And even I have friends in Madhes who would accidentally refer to us as Nepalese and them as Madhesis. So it's both ways. And also, even like, you know, this I don't know, ultra-nationalism or whatever you call it, like, you know, when you talk about, when you bring up the issue of Buddha, for example, and who was born, like, I don't know, so many thousand years ago, and you'd want to call him a Nepali, and you would not want to call someone who is in Madhes right now a Nepali. You know, there are a lot of issues. There are Nepalese in India, in Darjeeling, for example. And there are Nepalese in Bhutan, for example. When they came here, we treated them as refugees.
The style for the Nepali TV blog is very almost like a pop video, and yet sometimes you're talking to very old people or very traditional people. So why do you choose this style?
Because our target is young people mostly, or those young at heart. So the style is young. We wanted to keep it. Keep it young. So a lot of music, a lot of that music video style. Also, to also set a trend, actually. I mean, not consciously setting a trend. We just want to do something different than what is there in TV right now.
I was talking to Yubaka Rajkanika in Kathmandu. For Radio for Peacebuilding, I'm Francis Rolt. And check us out on Facebook and Twitter.